Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss. You are watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode. And you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Little notify bell next to it if you want your daily Going In Raw notifications. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found, including the CastBox app. Check it out. It's a great podcast app for all your podcasting needs, including Going In Raw. You can sub to the channel. And if you do, it actually really, really helps us. It helps support the show. Of course, we're also on the Apple iOS podcast app, Spotify, a whole bunch of different places. I need to put back in our pinned tweet the new links to Spotify and I think Google Play,
yes,
as well.
Yes,
because a lot of people don't know there is a new link. If you're having problems listening to this on Spotify or Google Play,
well, if you search, if you're having problems, is nothing's been updated. Search Going In Raw, and there'll probably be two entries for Going In Raw.
Yeah.
Choose the one that's just called Going In Raw.
Yeah, and you'll see that's
and
all.
That's the
those are all updated. We haven't
those
had any problems with
ones,
those
yes.
ones. So, yeah, we're also at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. It says it right here. Right there.
Where?
That's our link right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Right there. There's all sorts of great reward tiers. At the $1 tier, you can join the Going In Raw Discord club.
Correct.
You can also, for $5, you can watch this as a live stream every single...
All the time.
Yeah, all our recaps are in live stream form. We're also...
ProWrestlingTees.com/...
I did not get this one. This is a paid shirt.
This is one of our shirts.
Everybody
this, is my catchphrase, not going to happen.
People asking...
Sort of like if you asked me, Larson, in hindsight, did you was your opinion changed at all on Backlash? And I'll say, that's not going to happen.
My favorite recent not going to happen moment was when we went to Virgil Flynn the Third production. Can we just spend this episode talking about Virgil Flynn the Third production?
That was a fun show.
I posted up some video of Funny Bones and CJ Schultz.
That was a great match.
It was a really, really, really terrific match. And it was a Falls Count Anywhere, and they literally started the match... in like the seats
six rows behind us,
right? Exactly.
And then the row by row they got closer and closer.
Yeah.
And I like wrestling.
Yes.
I don't want wrestling to happen in my row.
Well, it was like VR for you. It was like virtual reality.
All right,
but it wasn't really virtual.
No. It was real
it was real.
It was reality, not virtual reality. It was real.
Right, yeah.
And so they come to our row and you start shooting and I look at you and I do this and that's me saying I don't want this getting any closer to us.
Right, exactly. Anyways, a lot of people ask me where I get this page shirt from. It's funny. Everybody points out when I wear, I don't wear this more often than any of my other shirts, but people always recognize it. Like somebody's here, Steve really likes that page shirt. I mean, it's in my normal rotation of shirts.
Yeah.
I wear it once every couple of weeks. People want to know where I got it. I don't know if you can't get it anymore. I got it at a like Zoomies at the mall like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, probably not.
So it's probably not out there anymore. Anyways, that's our show.
All right, thanks for joining us, everybody.
There's not a whole lot of news out there. We had a couple things.
There's some little news pieces. Probably the major one announced this morning via WWE.com, where they announced that, quote, Jessamine Duke and Marina Shafir have joined their four horsewomen teammates Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler in making the move from mixed martial arts to sports entertainment, reporting for training today at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Going back to the Mae Young Classic, they had been teasing some sort of MMA four horsewomen versus WWE four horsewomen. But then, you know, we heard on the build to WrestleMania 34, the focus is going to be on Ronda Rousey. They weren't going to do any of that. We thought maybe a Survivor Series, we'd get that match. Horsewoman versus horsewoman didn't happen. But now, with the apparent signing of Jessamine Duke and Marina Shafir, they're going to the Performance Center, going to start training. Maybe now it'll actually happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, contrary to some of the decisions the WWE has been making as of late, this has been a pretty good one. They didn't rush into, because like you said, we had heard that this was going to be a Survivor Series thing this past year, and obviously that didn't happen. What's her name? Is it Marina Shafir? Who's Roderick Strong's
fiance?
Oh, it's just fiance.
I don't think they're married yet.
Number one.
Oh,
you want a female addition to Undisputed Era? I can't think of a better one.
That'd be good.
Than literally the wife. But then we'd get a lot of like husband wife skits.
Yeah,
you know, where she's like, you know, did you do the garbage today? I did it yesterday.
But you didn't do it upstairs.
You didn't do it upstairs. Exactly. They bring their little baby on the road with them. Anyways, trying to figure out the hands. But she had just given birth. Like around that time, it was fairly recently.
A matter of months after their first child. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be in training at that point. Nobody wants to be going and being yelled at by Albert.
Yeah,
at
the performance center. Maybe that was one of the things that kind of kept them from pulling the trigger.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It could be.
Wouldn't surprise me. I wonder if some of it was, let's do the Ronda thing first and see how that works out before we go
in the two-prong thing. It was Shayna in NXT, Ronda on the main roster. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's gone over really well.
Yeah, right.
On both fronts. So, you know, let's bring in Jessamine Duke. Let's bring in Marina Shafir. Have them train at the Performance Center, because I think they had been doing some training previously anyways. Mm-hmm. I know Jessamine Duke had been doing some pro wrestling training.
Yeah.
Bring them in. See if they can develop, you know, at the same speed as Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey appear to have. Mm-hmm. And if so, then there's a pretty formidable potential faction right there.
Yeah. If Ronda's development is any indication, if that's sort of a benchmark for the other two, or if that's some litmus test for the other two, let's assume they can all sort of develop at the same time. Assuming the WWE puts the resources, the same kind of resources into Ronda, I think this could be fantastic. I think this could be really, really fun. So I think it's a good move, and I think it's a good move sort of seeing how things were playing out first.
The only potential issue that I can foresee is they've really established Shayna as top heel women's division NXT.
Sure.
And that's not the avenue they're going with Ronda Rousey on.
It's like the opposite.
Yeah. Then again, we've seen someone achieve great success in NXT doing a particular character, having a particular gimmick. They get to the main roster, they do the polar opposite, you know, like Bob Roode, and it doesn't work as well. So I guess possibility exists that they can establish Shayna as this nearly unbeatable heel in NXT, bring it up to main, and then her character could be friend of Ronda Rousey.
Well, okay, so that possibility exists, and long term possibility that definitely is a concern.
Honestly, I feel like the better option would be have Shayna bring Jessamine Duke, Marina Shafir with her to Maine. I still like the idea of Shayna being Steph's proxy, and have them kind of feud at first before eventually down the line, them reconciling, forming their faction, and then you can do the four horsemen versus four horsewomen thing.
Yeah, I think there's any number of ways you can do it successfully. If here's the thing about Bobby Roode, and even with Shinsuke Nakamura, they came up with obviously no plan for Bobby Roode. They brought him up because it was just kind of his time. You know, there wasn't really a whole lot left for him to do.
He pretty much everything he could do in NXT.
Exactly. And so you bring him up, and terrible idea bringing him up as a face. I just don't think it's a good idea. But with this, if you're if they did pull the trigger, and I think they probably would, of bringing Shayna up to Maine to be part of the Four Horsewomen of MMA faction, I could see her having, it might be, if she transitions to sort of a tweener in that role, mm-hmm. where she's still like a cold-blooded badass, but she, because she's friends with Ronda Rousey, and on top of that, if they portray her as sort of an anti-authoritarian in the first place, which is what they're already doing, then it makes sense for her to align against the authority roles, regardless of if they're heel or face or whatever.
Yeah.
So it naturally make her a face because she's on Ronda's side. I think because we've seen that WrestleMania match with Ronda and Triple H and Stephanie and Kurt Angle, it was such a highlight of WrestleMania. It was such a fun moment. I think I would actually suggest, if Triple H is the one, and if Triple H and Stephanie are the creatives behind that sort of sphere, I would have a lot more confidence in her coming up with, regardless of what changes they made to her character, her character's disposition, heel or face, I would have more confidence in that. What you're saying is always true. And I mean, lately it feels like you want to err on the side of them screwing it up because of all the evidence. I mean,
especially just after Backlash last night.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's like, God, can they do anything right? But I do kind of have faith in what I've seen so far with the Ronda Rousey stuff. So I would think they would know how to execute Shayna Baszler accurately or you know, but... You know, I mean, but then, you know, after that, long-term prospects, if they're, you know, that when she's just out in the main roster, then God, who knows?
I know.
Like, there's not a whole lot. Like, what we saw last night, especially with, like, Charlotte and Carmella, it didn't make a lick of sense. Amelia Hernandez has a $5 super chat. Did you guys check out Okada versus Tanahashi or Ospreay versus Kushida from Dontaku Night 2?
Haven't yet. I really want to.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I just haven't had time. There was literally no time this weekend. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this week, I plan on plunking down and doing that. AJ O'Brien, $2 super chat. Thank you, guys, for helping me get through my days. Hey, thank you for getting through my end of days. Anyways, so I don't know. I think it's cool. I like it. I think it should be fun. I just hope they don't have the Four Horsewomen of MMA run roughshod over the Four Horsewomen of the WWE, because you built them up into such marketable stars.
I know.
Regardless of the damage that you've been trying to do to some of them lately.
I know.
Putting Bayley on the pre-show, having her job to Ruby Riott.
I know.
Same with Sasha. I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see here. Next up. Oh, turns out we might have an injury from last night's show.
Uh-oh.
Shortly after Backlash concluded, WWE.com reported that, quote, Alexa Bliss suffered an injury to her left shoulder during her Raw Women's Championship match at WWE Backlash against Nia Jax. They also added, quote, Bliss is currently awaiting further medical evaluation.
Yeah, they haven't announced anything else since then. So we were listening to the Wrestling Observer's radio's review of Backlash mm-hmm. while we were setting up and getting notes together today. And Meltzer seemed to think it was a legit injury.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bummer. Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss has been doing great work ever since pretty much she got called up to Maine. I wouldn't have been surprised if they followed through with this Ronda Mickie James feud for a match at Money in the Bank. Alexa might have been next in line at SummerSlam to feud with Ronda Rousey mm-hmm. to help build her up. And if she has any sort of severe shoulder injury that's going to keep her out of action for a while. Yeah. I got to think of another option for Ronda at SummerSlam.
If it's bad. I mean, it's sort of a good time for this to happen. It's never a good time for anything like this to happen. But if she's actually injured, it's a bit on the fortuitous side because she gets a bit of a reset button. She just lost, you know, her rematch against Nia Jax. So there's literally no story right now, you know, that she needs to be, that's like pressing her, she needs to be a part of.
Yeah.
So, you know, now's the time where she can take a step back.
It depends on the nature of the injury, though, too. I mean, especially, you know, like we saw with Finn, he was out for almost a year.
Oh, yeah.
With a shoulder injury, so.
I'm just saying, it's not like her rematch is next week.
No, I know.
So,
it is a bummer. Someone's saying here in chat, oh, Dylan Walker, she's not injured. Check Braun's Instagram story. She's fine. Lol.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll find out soon enough, I guess. Let's see here. So yeah, that's a bummer. Boy, that match was not good. It's funny because like the more and more I think about Backlash, it's like, man, what are they flipping doing?
Wasn't a good show, man.
It was not. I mean, it's funny because every year there's at least one stinker of a WWE
usually
show.
Usually it's the one right before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But now, this year, obviously, I mean, it's gonna be, they're going to be hard-pressed to top Backlash in terms of being a turd.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of year left, and if any company has it in them, it's WWE to put on a worse show.
They could if they tried, or sometimes if they don't try. Ryan Sanderson, 5 pounds. With Rollins beating Balor and Miz, who's next to challenge for the Intercontinental Championship?
I think it's Finn Balor.
Is there anything in the Raw preview about that?
I don't believe so.
I would think it's Finn also, because now they're tied up in terms of their single. No, now Rollins is up one.
Yeah.
On their singles.
Yeah.
So, high-res hero, $5. So, Steve, have you seen Kota Ibushi versus Nakamura from Wrestle Kingdom 9? If not, WTF.
Yeah, no, why not?
But I was listening to some Slayer this morning, so I have my priorities in check.
What was the song called?
There was one called Black Magic. There was another one. It was great. I was on my way to get my Egg White Delight. It was called Hardening of the Arteries. I just told Siri to play some Slayer. And why are you looking at me with that like look on your face? Wipe that look off your face, man.
You're trying so hard to be metalhead.
Why wouldn't you just encourage my new hobbies and endeavors? You're sitting there in judgment of me, really?
It doesn't seem like it fits.
I see.
Are you going through a midlife crisis right now?
How old am I?
You're almost 40.
I'm gonna be 40. I mean, technically, that fits.
Yeah,
that fits.
Yeah,
I'm looking to get a new car.
Yeah,
yeah. No, man.
You did want to get a sports car at one point.
Sometimes you say
or a muscle car.
I need to be more adventurous. I'm trying to be more adventurous, and you're crapping on it, man. What is with that?
I don't know.
The real Rich Hardesty has a $2 super chat.
Hey, yo, not me. Say hello to the lone guy wolf.
Last night we were doing a lot of impressions.
It's the only thing we can do to keep ourselves entertained.
So, man, why are you not into me trying to explore other musical tastes and genres, man? Like, just be supportive of your best friend once in life. For one time, can you please be supportive?
Well, if I did it for the one time, it'd seem like an anomaly, and I would be doing it just to do it.
Well, maybe it's time you start turning over a new leaf. You be more adventurous with your, oh God, the brain man, W.S. Fletcher, $10. Please, one final, we're not going to do impressions, but for you, W.S. Fletcher, one final Ensign Corbin asking the replicator for expired hot dogs.
Replicator, expire me some hot dogs, please.
All right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough, people.
That's enough.
All right, listen to get through at least two albums worth of Slayer's music.
Okay.
And we have a talk.
All right. Oh, we can have a talk. Are you the expert on Slayer
now? No, far from it.
Joey Gilfeather, $5. Quick question. What do you think Hunter's view on the Roman experiment is? Do you think once he takes over, he will push him as the guy? Or he will, ooh, hold on, lost the super chat.
He will push his own guy or keep it going?
I don't know. I've heard a couple different times from a couple different places. I mean, that's out there on Twitter. I don't have insiders.
That he's like cool with the whole...
That Triple X likes Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that Triple H would examine the landscape if he was just given a full creative, you know, and Vince was completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he would look at the landscape and make changes the way he sees fit. He probably sees things the way you and I kind of see them, in that we both think that Roman could totally be the guy. It's just, I was thinking about this morning. I was on a walk with Gypsy. Can you think of a bigger creative blunder in the past 20 years? Like Austin's heel turn was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Awful. And yeah. Austin is talented enough and charismatic enough so that he at least made it entertaining.
Yeah.
But it was just a terrible idea and it was not executed well. The WCW invasion angle was not booked well. They really should have exercised some patience there.
Yeah.
I can't think of a bigger blunder, creatively speaking, than this Roman Reigns stuff. And it is absolutely bizarre.
It's because there's no vision behind it. There's zero vision. I mean, the vision is make him top guy. But there's no narrative in place, or hasn't been any narrative in place at any point, it seems like, where it would engender that kind of goodwill from the fan base to actually support him to the degree where he is the top guy in the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the goal and the storyline are one and the same.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knows that Vince wants him to be the number one guy,
mm-hmm.
and so he's booked like a number one guy without the creative to make him the number one guy.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know. There's just nothing. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
There's no depth to the story whatsoever, other than we all know Vince really likes this dude, and he wants him to win all the time and have all the belts and make a bunch of money for the company. That's not a story that wrestling fans are interested in.
No, it's not.
They want to see struggle. They want to see faces, especially deal with adversity and overcome it. And if their idea of, because in the Raw preview, like the first header is, did Roman Reigns earn another shot at the Universal title? He's lost to Brock freaking twice.
I know. I saw that. It's so bad.
Once pretty damn handily. Yeah. The other time under controversial fashion. But regardless, he lost to Brock twice. How many people have not faced Brock while he's been Universal Champion that have had great success over the last year plus? You win one stinking match after getting your butt handed to you for two matches, and you think, all right, there's your redemption angle. New Roman, he's ready to conquer the beast. Get out of here.
Meanwhile,
that's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, the Intercontinental Champion has cleared out his division, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's taken on all of the top comers.
And in the process, I mean, it took Seth one night on Raw. He wrestled for an hour, and any doubters that may have been in that arena or watching on TV were vanquished based on one performance.
Yeah.
And since then, night after night, week after week, Seth has been put on the best performances of anybody in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And they're developing a storyline for him around that.
Yeah.
He is the best wrestler on Raw. Capitalize on that.
Yeah.
He's hugely over.
I know.
You have Braun, who they've actually booked more or less to perfection. Massively over, that if you don't do something with it quick, you know, like put a title on him, give him a huge push, more than what they've already done, essentially put the Universal title on him. He's just going to flounder there, kind of in this nebulous area of the upper mid-card.
Well, you know what we call that area? It's the big show area.
Yeah.
Because they never really, and granted, I mean, we had heard over the years that, you know, Big Show's attitude and sort of, you know, well, I guess just basically general attitude and work ethic were kind of up and down throughout the decades. But I remember JR very specifically saying, you know, he's got a lot of potential, but he felt he never really truly lived up to that. But to kind of like Shaq.
Yeah.
Like, how much more dominant could have Shaq been if he really put, if he had killer instinct?
Well,
it could have been scary.
That, and if he took care of himself like LeBron does.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But Shaq could do what he did just, you know, without trying, basically. And so that's, I mean, Braun is kind of in danger. I'm not going to say he's in danger necessarily right now because it's still very early. But, man, how long can he be your plan B until you just make him your plan A? I mean, between Roman, Braun, and Finn Balor, you've got three guys just on Raw alone who could carry that Universal Championship and be getting huge pops every single night.
Oh, and Seth, too. You got to toss Seth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Braun, Finn, and Seth. Yeah. Those three guys.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too, on top of that. Roman is that guy too. His creative for 3 years running has just been disaster. Has been unmitigated disaster. I've never seen anything like it.
If they had turned him heel the night after WrestleMania 31, he comes out and says, "This loss isn't on me. This isn't really on Seth Rollins. It's on all of you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he just talked crap to the entire crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "This is all your fault. Screw everybody at WWE Universe, because of you, I didn't get my opportunity. I didn't fulfill my dream."
Mm-hmm.
"And so I'm done with you." Turn him heel. Just have him go out and destroy everybody.
Yeah.
And have him go out there and put on really good performances night after night. He's capable of putting on good performances.
I know.
With the right opponent.
Yeah.
But between, I mean, it's confusing to me why they think now that the route to get Roman over is to have him get beat up a ton and then in five moves win. Like, that worked back in the 80s, but that doesn't work now. People want storytelling, sustained throughout a match and that kind of, I don't know, old school approach of having the face get beat up to mount a comeback. Just doesn't do it for people anymore.
It's just weird. To me, it's absolutely bizarre.
It doesn't do it in that fashion. You can still tell the story of a face getting beat up and then overcoming it.
Yeah.
That's what happens to Okada basically yeah, sure. every match,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But it's the execution of that. And we've seen Roman, his matches against AJ.
Mm-hmm.
They were a bit more competitive than his matches against Joe last night or Lesnar. But he's been another match. Oh, Braun. The whole feud with Braun.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting thrown around the arena all over the place.
Yeah.
And for whatever... Braun was the heel in that feud, and he was the one that got over
mm-hmm.
based on the feud.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
To me, it's bizarre that we're two pay-per-views after WrestleMania, and we still have no idea, and not in a good way, not in a, wow, this is so unpredictable. You get this crystal clear idea that they have no clue, that
no idea.
Vince has zero idea, like, how are we going to do? Because that match against Samoa Joe last night was the exact same thing that we saw before WrestleMania, just as boring. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing.
No, that's the problem. They don't know what they're doing.
And did you see the video of people leaving during the match?
Yeah. I know. Well, I know Meltzer was talking about on their review that the match was booked to get... And I suspect this is why they had the prolonged rest hold sequence, where Joe came out, sucker punch rained, dropping through the table. So it was a hot start to the match. And then once the match actually started, the bell rang, they just slowed the pace down to a crawl. And Meltzer, I guess, was saying the reason they did that was to get heat on Joe.
Mm-hmm.
People see through that stuff, though.
Yeah, I know. It's so transparent.
I know.
Yeah. And even when they were chanting, Matthew from Botchamania posted a GIF of this morning, I think, or last night. When the crowd was chanting, "This is boring," Samoa Joe, I didn't realize this, but Samoa Joe had this look on his face and went,
like, oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
he was in a rest hold.
Yeah, and he kind of smiled about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know the crowd was chanting, "This is boring," but I saw him do that reaction towards the crowd.
Yeah. No, that was when they were chanting, "This is boring." Tom Fox, $2. Heel Balor, good or bad idea right now? If executed properly, I mean, probably a good idea, just because it's something new. I wanted to see sort of original Bullet Club, Prince Devitt version of Balor. I thought mm-hmm. that'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That could be cool. But I also really like him and Seth's kind of half bromance thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's pretty charming. I just want him to get that Ick title and have Seth move up. Adam Mayhem, $5. He said, "Everyone stole my match from Saturday at Backlash with the legwork. Ain't I great?" The worst match on the card, Carmella Charlotte stole from Adam Mayhem's match. No, we had a great time at the Virgil Flynn III Productions
yes.
show. Wade Love, $5. "Everyone would be pissed if Seth or Braun or Finn was getting jobbed to Brock like Roman is. Reigns is there to eat losses from Brock." I'm not sure I agree with that. I don't know if Reigns is there. I mean, maybe the proof is in the pudding. It's happened twice now.
Yeah. Christian, $29, $5. "Other than losing money, how else can WWE Creative open their eyes and see what the heck is going on and then change?"
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I said this last week. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Roman tonight. I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see how they handle this, because if the same thing happens last night that happens tonight, so a lot of people were proposing online after the whole WrestleMania debacle of people crapping all over the match, like basically as soon as it got started or, you know, pretty soon into it. You know, I read a lot of people on Twitter saying, you know, well, people should just start walking out, you know. Evidently, they started doing that last night. If that starts to happen.
Yeah, but it's going to take more than just, you know, and I saw one video where there's people walking out, but it wasn't hundreds.
Right, yeah, no, it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like.
It wasn't like.
It wasn't droves. It wasn't an entire droves. No,
yeah,
it wasn't.
I fear it's going to take something like that to happen.
Well, I think it would also be, you know, in terms of if his merchandise sales, I mean, it's going to be a chip away effect. People will just, the people who are Roman fans will eventually just get fatigued of this sort of lack of, you know, of what they find appealing in him,
mm-hmm.
because really there's not, in terms of what they're doing with him creatively, there just isn't a lot of appeal there. I mean, we've both been sort of on roller coaster rides with Roman, figuratively speaking, in terms of, oh, this week, wow, I kind of like what I saw from Roman. The next week, boy, this has been boring. You know, it has been an up and down thing.
It really has.
And when week to week it gets worse and worse, or just more and more boring, that's going to chip away at the fan base that he has. That's going to reflect in merchandise sales, going to reflect in, you know, whatever it reflects in. I mean, attendance figures, I don't know. But they're going to have to do something different. That Universal title is nowhere to be found.
I know.
It's nowhere to be found because it's on Brock Lesnar. I have That to me, it's so bizarre. The entire thing is just weird to me.
It is weird. Liam Wagner, $2. He says, Roman tapped last night twice.
Mm-hmm.
He also says, Slayer.
I'm right there with you, Liam Wagner. Dad right here. He's not into me listening to the metal music, though. I don't know what his deal is. He said, son, turn that music down.
I am happy at least that you're getting familiar with the music before buying the shirt.
Again, you know, what does that have to do with, if I show enthusiasm for something, does it matter whether or not, like, do I buy the shirt now? Hey, I really want to get into this band. Let me buy the shirt.
Well, when you buy the... Wait, you want to get into the band? Usually you buy a shirt as to show the world that I'm into the band, not I buy the shirt.
Why because do you I'm, get to dictate these things,
I'm
though?
Not dictating anything. This is just a common perception, I believe. When,
that you
For
believe.
Example, when you're wearing a Page shirt.
Yeah.
You didn't buy a Page shirt and says, oh, I've heard good things about this Page wrestler. I'm going to go look into what her work is about. But first, I'm going to buy the shirt. You bought the shirt because you like Page already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I see. But I like Slayer. I like
well, that remains to be seen. You like the idea of Slayer.
Yeah, man.
But you're not familiar enough with the music to actually say that you like Slayer. That's the thing. Right? Yeah. The real Rich Hardesty. Roman Reigns could really benefit from being gone for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, it is sad. Like when he was gone with the mumps. Mm-hmm. It was. I remember Rob being much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic Fish, $2. Heel Jordan will win the Ick title and then feud with Chad. What a perfect segue, Larson, for our next story.
I would
story.
Be surprised if Jason Jordan, upon his return, because guess what, Steve?
Mm.
You're about to be happy tonight because according to PW Insider, quote, WWE star Jason Jordan is scheduled to be at, this is published yesterday, tomorrow's WWE Raw taping in Long Island, New York. So it's entirely possible, and I think a feud between Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins would be pretty good. Some solid matches.
Yeah, man.
So I'd look forward to that.
I
was really getting into Jason Jordan's character work before he got hurt. I was really enjoying his
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to be there with you, and I kind of was. I mean, there are some bits and pieces. Chad's cracking me up talking about our conversation about Slayer. Oh man. Anyways, Jason Jordan, fantastic wrestler. I didn't miss him when he was gone though. And that's kind of my problem is that I don't miss him that he's gone. So we'll see.
I know I'm going through it too. It's pretty funny.
Hey Steve, try Cannibal Corpse for Larson to hear. Teenage Rebel Steve has potential. Steve needs the jean jacket. Yeah, man. I started doing that on the NXT show because that's the show that's our non-canon show. What a human trash 666 says Larson is right, Steve. Should I really take advice from somebody called human trash 666? Oh, God damn it. That's great. Are you okay being on the same side as human trash 666, Larson?
I don't know
Larson?
How I feel about that.
So, yeah, Jason Jordan, you think he's going to be right up there in the Ick title scene?
It wouldn't surprise me. There's history between him and Seth, so it makes sense.
It makes for some really killer matches.
Yeah.
But I just...
I kind of hope first that they might do something with Jason Jordan and Chad Gable for a little bit, and then, you know, after SummerSlam maybe, have Seth, maybe he is the one, or sorry, Jason Jordan is the one that comes out of the Gable feud on top. Then they revisit the Seth program.
Yeah.
Or the Seth storyline.
Because
I feel
Jordan,
like
yeah.
I still feel like Finn and Seth have some unfinished business, despite the loss Finn had on Raw this past week.
Yeah,
there's more there to do. I kind of feel like. I mean, that's just wishful thinking on my part.
Oh, Indiana Jones is also on your side.
Well, there you go, man.
Well, you got some choices to make, man. Because you have Indiana Jones on your side, but at the same time, you have Human Trash 666. Oh, that's great. Yeah, Jason Jordan. I don't know, man. Oh, I do like the Gibb brothers, Kyle Young. What's wrong with the Gibb? Can I not like Slayer and the Gibb brothers together?
Gibb brothers are great.
Hell yeah, man. They've had some classic songs.
Heck yes. What's better, their pre-Saturday Night Fever work or everything, that album and afterwards?
Well, that's their creative peak, is Saturday Night Fever. Absolutely. More Than a Woman? Are you kidding me?
Oh, there's good songs
More
in there.
There are great songs in there. Name a better song than More Than a Woman. That isn't on Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that they did?
Right. Did they write the Grease song?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They wrote Islands in the Stream. That's a good song.
Oh, that is a good song. Mm-hmm. Okay,
they wrote a lot of songs. A lot of the early stuff they put out is really good.
Give me some of their pre-Saturday Night Fever songs.
I just know the titles to a lot of them. Oh, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? They wrote that song. The one that Al Green made famous?
Okay, well.
I believe that's a Gibbs Brothers song.
Okay. Now, give me Saturday Night Fever and
all right,
man.
All right.
I don't think you're like cooler for saying I like it's like sometimes
no I'm not trying to sound cooler for anything.
No, I'm not saying you questions. I'm saying the general.
Oh yeah,
you know, sometimes with, you know, like Metallica, for example, their early stuff is way cooler.
Yeah,
like the pre Black album is way cooler, but you know, there are certain acts that's not really the case with, like the Gibb Brothers. I don't think it's cooler to say I like them before Saturday Night Fever.
Lonely Days is a good song. Yeah, they did write How Can You Mend a Broken Heart.
Stonewall KOTDM $5. The only way they take the belt off Lesnar is if we stop paying to see him and treating him like a big deal. Speak with your all. The problem is, if I want to go to a WWE show, like they come to town, you say, hey, we can get front row. You get to see Seth, let's say it's a Raw show, you get to see Seth, Braun, Finn. Who's in the women? Oh, Bailey, Sasha Banks,
potentially Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey, maybe.
There's so many other really good wrestlers that you're paying your money to see.
Right.
That, as much as I'm not into this whole Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar thing, I can't bring myself to say I'm not going to spend my money and deprive myself of seeing a bunch of wrestlers that I really like.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of protesting two that I may not.
And even if he's in the main event. I'm personally not going to leave because in the end, it's just wrestling. It's fun to go to. It's fun to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do goofy stuff. It's fun. So that's not the kind of thing that I would even do. I don't know.
Charvel Myers, $2. It's my birthday. Whoa. Too sweet, friend. Happy birthday, Charvel.
I hope you have a great birthday. Engage. Charvel's the big Star Trek fan.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
So, yeah. Happy birthday.
All right. You want to talk some New Japan, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
So
why
there's
not?
Some New Japan news over the weekend. First, they announced the blocks, the A and B block for Best of the Super Junior Tournament.
All right.
It's happening now, culminating right before Dominion. And Will Ospreay will face the winner of this tournament. Or if he is the winner, he gets to choose his challenger. At Dominion. So here are the participants in Best of Super Juniors. Block A, you have the champion, Will Ospreay, Bone Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Be a good
Ishimori.
Match.
They're actually facing off in the first match on the first day of the tournament.
All right.
You have Yo, you have Bushi, you have ACH, you have Flip Gordon.
Ooh, that should be a good one.
Tiger Mask and Kanemaru. They're all in Block A. Block B, Takahashi. You got Marty Scurll, Kushida, Chris Sabin.
Oh, wow.
Taguchi, El Desperado. Dragon Lee and Show, so a pretty stacked lineup, and there's like 2 weeks of shows.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
With the finals taking place on June 4th,
who do you think comes out?
Here's my prediction.
How great would it be if this Ospreay is going. Came out of it.
I think that's who it's going to be.
Because Ospreay's going to win. Yeah.
It was announced today. The first match is confirmed for Dominion. We already knew about Okada versus Omega, best 2 out of 3 falls, no time limit. Confirmed for Dominion, Jericho versus Naito.
Huge.
For the Intercontinental title.
I think Jericho's going to pick it up, dude.
It's possible.
Because that would play perfectly into Naito's story.
It would. Young Bucks are challenging Sonata and Evil for the heavyweight tag titles. And then Hirooki Goto versus Michael Elgin versus Taichi for the never openweight title. They also announced that Rey Mysterio will be on the card, but they did not announce an opponent for him.
Ooh.
As we saw, Strong Style.
There you go.
Will Ospreay said, I want to wrestle Rey Mysterio.
All right.
So I feel like Ospreay is going to come out of the tournament, win, challenge Mysterio for a match at Dominion.
Yeah, that makes sense. Ooh, that's going to be a killer match,
that's
too.
That's going to be awesome.
Nice.
We got some more super chats here, Steve.
The legit underboss is on my side, $5. Steve, don't listen. Buy the shirt. Who cares if some people like Larson, Indiana Jones, and Human Trash 666 call you a poser? Man,
I never once called you a poser. You actually called yourself a poser.
You know what, Larson official? I'm now on Road to Slayer shirt.
All right. Hopefully that means Road to becoming a Slayer fan, too.
Tom Fox. I don't think they have to be the same thing. Tom Fox, $2. What if I just like cool skulls and the word Slayer? It's a great name.
Sure,
it's a great
there's
word.
There's other shirts you can buy with cool skulls
can
on
them. Can I just make my own?
Yeah.
And call it Slayest?
Sure.
I'm going to make a Slayest shirt. I'm not Slayer, man. I'm Slayest.
Tom Fox, $2. Should I quit my crap job and go to Raw instead?
No, no, man. Wait, well, you if you got a Roman Reigns match,
if you got something else lined up that can take place of your crap job.
Oh, it's a crap job. It's a crap job. Yeah, why not? Are you young? How young are you? Are you like in your early 20s? Not a lot of responsibility. Maybe you live at home, which is totally cool. That's great. I'd live at home if I could, man. Are you kidding me? Once you hit 40, you get all those responsibilities and obligations. I just want to go to my parents' house and eat free food. Veg out, watch TV. I don't want a job. Jeffrey Nguyen, $3, even though this is like the greatest job ever. Jeffrey Nguyen says, bang, right there. I owned a Bullet Club before I knew about them. There you go.
I'm just trying to make you think about things, dude.
Slayest shirt. I'm
not trying to judge anybody. I'm just trying to make sure that you're doing things for the right reasons.
Elliot Smith, $5. With how much they're paying Lesnar, they got to use. Maybe I want to do things for the wrong reasons. They got to use him. He's going to be 2-1 or 2 due to how much he makes. Wouldn't make sense to pay him and not use him. Well, yeah, they need to pay him. I mean, they need to use him in the right way. And
well, now they're only paying him per appearance.
If the rumors about his contract,
so it's not like he's getting any sort of downside guarantee that he just shows up and gets like $500,000.
Yeah, I honestly think they have decision paralysis. I think they've got, you know, they don't know, they literally don't know how to proceed, and they're thinking way too much about it. Joe Juarez, $5. Jericho wins the IC belt and defends it at G1 Special to help increase those ticket sales.
They can have a rematch there.
That could be. Emilio Hernandez, $2. Don't buy the shirt. Death to all posers. Wow, that's harsh, man.
That is harsh.
Death to posers?
That's really harsh. At no point have I called you a poser. You actually called yourself a poser yesterday.
No, I posed the question about posers. Would it be a poser that buys a shirt without being familiar with the band's, but as you like to say, milieu?
Oeuvre, that's my word. You said if would they still be a poser if they acknowledged that they were a poser in doing so.
Oh, wow.
So you did label yourself a poser. Well,
no, I was proposing the question because I didn't buy the Slayest shirt.
Okay.
I'm going to make this. That's like ultimate non-poser if you create something.
Okay.
Creation is the best. Anyways, wow, huge.
Massive.
Do we have a Raw preview? Is that what's next?
Yeah, we do. First, this is all courtesy of WWE.com. Has Roman Reigns earned another opportunity? Universal Champion Brock Lesnar? No.
They really should have switched because we all know the answer. We all know their answer to this question. They just should have switched the has, put it after the Roman Reigns bit. Roman Reigns has earned another opportunity.
Oh, no question mark, period, yeah.
Exclamation.
And
two exclamation
Smiley
points.
Smiley face.
Exactly. It says, will the big dog's victory finally put him in
it's
a position?
One goddamn win.
Finally put him in a position to handle the beast for the Universal Champion. It's one man.
One stinking win.
Or will other superstars such as Intercontinental Champion Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, or Bobby Lashley get a title opportunity after impressive performances at Backlash? So does this mean they're going to do...
they're going to job out the other three people listed there so Roman Reigns can earn
one, two, three
title opportunity.
Or they're going to do a fatal four-way.
That's what I was saying. They're going to do a fatal four-way. That's what I was getting at. If Reigns wins.
If they do that in the main event tonight... And have Seth come out on top.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
That crowd will, that the roof will explode.
Yeah.
It'll explode.
Next, who will qualify for Money in the Bank? Speaking of the future, with WWE Backlash in the books, a focus shifts to Money in the Bank, an event where select male and female superstar, we know what Money in the Bank is about. says The Miz has already announced that he will be in a qualifying match Tuesday night on SmackDown Live. Will tonight's Raw see the first superstars qualify from the men and women's Money in the Bank ladder matches? Money in the Bank is going to start taking shape.
Cool, right on. That's good.
Next, will the Yep movement fold or focus?
Ooh, my turn.
Oh, sorry.
Considering the storied history of the two superstars as both friends and foes, will the Yep movement completely crumble? Crumble. Or will they regroup and turn their frustrations on Raw general manager Kurt Angle and the entire Red Brand?
I don't know.
I hope it's the second part of that.
Yeah,
because I don't want to see another feud between them yet.
No, we've seen that a lot. We'll continue with this. Sorry. And lastly, how will Bayley and Sasha Banks survive the Riot Squad on their own? They pose this question: can the boss finally hug it out with Bayley, or will the Riot Squad continue to run wild throughout Monday Night Raw? A couple more super chats here. Elliot Smith, $4.99. Sorry, was supposed to say top one or two.
Mm.
My bad. buy the shirt?
My bad. Hey, my bad.
Maybe you should just do a Twitter poll. Put a Twitter poll up. Should Steve buy the Slayer shirt? And let the Friendoverse make the decision.
Or should I make my own Slay-esque shirt?
Have that as a third option.
Yeah. Make my own shirt.
Yeah. The Howdy Doodly Champion. Oh, his name's too long. The Diddly Doodler.
Yeah.
$2. Discord Club for life.
So there's two clubs right now.
We have our own brand split here.
We do. No, we totally do. There's the Discord Club. And you can get into that. Just $1 Patreon pledge. You kick in your $1 and then you get to be in Discord Club basically for life. Or for free, but you have to deal with Facebook, which I don't think is worth a dollar. You got to deal with Facebook. You can apply to be in the closed Facebook Friendoverse group.
All right.
Mikey Omega runs things. He runs a tight ship.
Yes.
You have to answer some going in raw questions.
Yeah, I like that.
During the application process.
See, now if that was a Slayer thing, you'd have to answer those questions. And right now, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, true. But, you know, so I'm not looking to join any Slayer fan club. I'm looking to wear a shirt.
Here, DJ Fluffy says he has a Guns N' Roses shirt and only knows one song.
Yes.
Larson, am I a poser too? You do.
I
have never
Thank
called
you.
Anybody
you
a poser.
You. You
I
do
am not
you.
Casting judgment on anybody. I'm making sure Steve makes a thoughtful decision when choosing his garments. That is all.
I make great decisions. For example, I got a Bullet Club tank top the other day.
I don't know, man. You walk around here with no shoes on.
How does anybody only know one Guns N' Roses song? No offense to DJ Fluffy. I'm sure he's fantastic.
Which one do you know, DJ Fluffy?
Come on. Like, I'm not even...
Is it Welcome to the Jungle? Is it Paradise City? I just want to know which one it is.
You could,
Patience?
You could
yeah,
be
Terminator
mine.
Too, yeah.
That's a great song. Patience is a great song.
Yeah, Patience is a great song.
Man, there's lots of good songs in
Guns N' Roses. Alto, $4. He says, sell you guys my signed AJ vest for $1 million.
I got something better than that, Alto. I got a Too Sweet from AJ Styles, and so did he.
Hmm?
You got a Too Sweet from her too, man. Let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to turn over to the Twitterverse for some questions here. I put out a thread earlier. Inferno Death No. With the UFC Four Horsewoman in WWE now, do you think the anticipated dream match with the WWE Four Horsewoman will happen this year at Survivor Series? Or later on down the line?
Survivor Series makes the most sense.
Yeah, it totally does.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $3. What would Hilton supposedly do?
If Hilton was real, I've never seen Hilton in a band shirt before.
No. All the shirts he if he buys a shirt of some entity that he's a fan of, he's genuinely a fan of.
Hilton is only a super fan of things that he likes. He doesn't go half-assed on anything.
Yes.
So, like, he's a Hulk fan, and he has everything Hulk. He's also a Chicago Bear. I mean, honestly, he's really only a fan of what I would say two things, the Hulk and Chicago Bears.
No, he likes other things.
Like what?
Like Clint Eastwood movies.
That's okay. Okay, yeah.
That's true. Really likes basketball.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, I mean, he doesn't only has a shirt that says basketball on it.
No, but he has.
He's got jerseys. Yeah,
yeah
sure.
I mean,
he's got jerseys. Yeah,
yeah
okay.
Yeah, various players and teams and such, yes.
But, like, he's a hardcore basketball fan. He's a hardcore Chicago Bear. Like, he's a hardcore. He doesn't go halfway on anything.
Oh, DJ Fluffy says a sweet child of mine.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Because of Rock Band 2. All right. Let's see here. Oh, God. I hope not. Maverick asks, can you see Roman winning Money in the Bank and cashing in on Brock during a match with someone else?
Oh, gosh.
That would be great. Can you imagine, like, Seth wins an opportunity to face Brock at Money in the Bank, Roman wins, and then cashes in the way Seth cashed in on him?
Wow.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
If they're going to turn him heel, then that's a great idea.
That is a good idea. Brock Lesnar asks, Brock without the K Lesnar, asks, wrestling moves you don't understand, how are they pulled off? Or, I'm sorry, Power Rank, wrestling moves you don't understand how they're pulled off. I still get confused by the Canadian Destroyer. I kind of don't, but you're standing here. The guy that you executed to has to backflip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you go over like this, and then he ends up on his head. That's so weird.
It's an impressive feat of athleticism.
It really is. No, it totally is.
Yeah, it totally is.
Did you see the really bad one?
Yeah.
The gif of like one guy doing it, one set doing it properly, the other guy's doing a joke version of it where they sort of roll over on each other. It's really funny.
Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2. Hey guys, Power Rank top five turns that should happen in 2018. Roman Reigns should turn heel.
Roman Reigns, number one.
Finn Balor should turn heel.
Finn Balor.
Tweener.
Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
That would be such a bummer, though. But her social media would be really funny if she was a heel.
Mm-hmm. Turn Kevin Owens' face.
Oh, I was literally about to say that. That was my next one.
I beat you to it.
Well done. And then turn Steve into a Hesher, into a metalhead.
All right.
Slayest. All right.
What's your favorite Metallica album? If it's anything after the Black album.
Do they have an initial album of garage demos? Because that's like the earliest thing that they could possibly have.
I don't know if they had some sort of tape like that before Kill 'Em All. That's their first album.
All right. My favorite album of theirs is, let's see here. Let's go all the way back. That's weird.
You know Master of Puppets. You know that's before Black Album.
No, I know. I know a lot of them. I was just trying to find a funny one, man. Relax.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $3. Fan of the Bears. Now I know he's not real.
Ride the Lightning. Kill them all. No, I like Load and Reload.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Hero of the day. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, what a great question. This is from Gucci Mane's lawyer, apparently. He said, I saw a photo going around the production sheet for Backlash showing the producers for each match.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson Kidd was the producer for the Bayley match and the Seth Miz match,
mm-hmm.
which makes me ask what former wrestlers should be producers to phase out the older guys. Evidently, Michael Hayes needs to be phased out because he produced Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
I feel like Cesaro would be a really good producer.
Oh, wow. That'd be good.
Cassius Ohno. Number one.
Oh, number one. There you go. That's Cassius perfect. Ohno. That is perfect. Let's see here. Jamie Noble did the AJ Styles Shinsuke match. Johnny Ace did Charlotte Flair and Carmella. Okay, here he goes. Charlotte, you're going over clean. Kick her in the leg and roll her up. Okay, is there any foreign object moments? Chair shot. Grab the two. I'm going to grab the tights. No. She just beat Asuka. It'd be great if you beat that. Great idea. I have a great idea. Carmella, you go over clean.
Sami Zayn's another good answer. Here from Ryan Sanderson.
Jeffrey Nguyen says, fan of the Bears now? I know he's not.
I already
real.
Read that.
Wow, don't get mad at me, please. Oh, Arn Anderson.
Oh, really? What is this? Oh, I thought you asked a question.
Yeah, Arn
Anderson. No, he produced one of the matches, too, I saw.
Yeah, he produced Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. He said, okay, here we're going to do. We're going to do a match. It reminds you of a mid-card match on a WCW Saturday night. No frills. Nothing interesting. It's just going to be a professional wrestling
match. It's
going
to be a match.
It's going to be a match.
The real Steel Boy, Power Rank, who you guys think are Triple H's favorite NXT prospects?
Oh, Finn Balor.
No.
Oh, prospects.
Yeah, NXT prospects.
Guys in NXT?
Yeah. I mean, Aleister Black, he's
oh, he
really
said, yeah.
high on him.
Yeah, he said really good things. Apparently, he likes Otis Dozovich.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, the one interview I read was all about Aleister and Otis.
He's probably a big Candice LeRae guy, you think?
Could be.
Yeah, I could see that. Man, I saw this great match with Candice LeRae and the Young Bucks and that Joey Ryan guy who does the dick stuff. It's great. A little bingo hall. Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, Universal Jones. Why are you bullying me today?
I'm just trying to keep the
pace of
the show.
You do you. With Avengers 4 being set to be the last big hurrah for many of the original cast.
Yeah.
What WWE superstars who have been around for the last 10 years should have their last hurrah before fading out? Randy Orton.
John Cena.
Randy Orton, John Cena, Brock Lesnar. Has Roman been around for 10 years yet? Because I feel like he's been around since 2002.
Kane, but he's will because he's on the verge of becoming mayor of Knox County.
Yeah, man. Very exciting news. They just passed a new budget for Knox County. And he said that they did it without raising taxes.
Oh.
So he congratulated the people in charge doing that on Twitter. Aaron Moreno, this is the deepest shit ever. He says, when will the Roman experiment end?
I don't know.
My money's on never.
Yeah.
Until I see otherwise.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, good question. Nate Blakely wants to know, who should the Delitas of Worlds feud with first as champions? He says he wouldn't be surprised if Braun and Bobby got thrown in the mix. I don't know about that, man. If those two go after the tag titles, they have to win them. And yeah. You got Authors of Pain still there.
Yeah.
That just creates a whole boatload of problems.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's not going to be Authors of Pain. Who else is on? Oh, I don't know. It's going to be something silly and dumb like Fandango or Breezango.
Revival still on Raw.
Oh, yeah, they're going to job Revival out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see some titles like change hands a little bit.
I know.
Man.
Let's make things interesting. That's all I want.
Go back and forth.
Just want something interesting happening. Petros L, he wants Finn to go heel and bring Demon Balor back. Come on, dude.
Bring Demon Balor back? Yeah. Come on, man.
That was part of his comment. Come on, dude.
Come on, man. Oh, that'd have been interesting. Brian Keller. What would have been a better story for AJ Nakamura match at Backlash? Since it is co-branded, I feel they could have thrown a curveball and had Balor interfere and attack Nakamura for hitting Anderson way back. Oh. And then Balor swerves, costing AJ the title as the real club leader. That sounds fun, but I think that's a bit much.
Yeah.
Like, for we can't expect that level of excitement with WWE, man.
Well, especially not at a show like Backlash. Joey Gilfeather, $2. How long does Roman have the title when he wins it? Just count on forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is that?
Some sort of... Oh, it's like a Justin Bieber Slayer shirt.
Oh.
Let's see here. Anthony Faz wants to know, what's the next greatest pay-per-view you guys would like to see?
Well, they're supposed to have another show in Saudi Arabia in November, so maybe they'll do Greatest Survivor Series.
They should do the Greatest WrestleMania.
Yeah.
In Saudi Arabia. No titles, change hands. 5-6 hours long. That would be kind of funny, though, is if they got themselves in this contract where they let like some Saudi prince book everything and it just becomes completely ridiculous. Like, okay, here's what I'm going to ask you guys to do. Universal Championship and WWE title on the line in the same match. So you have those two champions. But then you're also bringing John Cena, Undertaker, and, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage. Well, he doesn't exist anymore. He's dead. Okay, Charlotte. She's a woman. She can't be on your show. Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw this great wrestling show called New Japan. So bring in Okada.
It's under contract with another organization.
Okay, well, that's just money. So here.
Here, I'll buy New Japan.
They're just like some supermarket in Saudi Arabia who just starts buying organizations. Oh, man. He already insists that Baron Corbin win all the matches. Mike Adams, would you rather see Chris Jericho feud for another run with the IC title or the World/Universal title? The only title I want to see around Jericho's waist is the New Japan Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Heck yes.
Oh, man. How is Mr. Dope going to put us in this predicament? Who's better on the mic, Baron Corbin or Big Cass?
Whoa.
I feel like Big Cass has already leapfrogged Baron Corbin. Because when he delivered his promo a couple of weeks ago on Miz TV, he was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
I thought he was all right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say he was better than Baron Corbin. Hey, how much do you get paid for Twitter opinions?
I have Ferrari.
Yeah, Jason asks, is Brock Lesnar going to break CM Punk's record? Yeah.
Yeah, that happens on the way to Money in the Bank.
Yeah, so he literally isn't going to be there to not break it. Let's see here. Just a couple more questions. Uh,
Angel Master 765, Chris Jericho joined Suzuki Goon, yay or nay?
Chris Jericho? No.
Yeah, Chris Jericho is going to exist above faction.
Yeah, I like that.
For those who may miss the beginning of the show, the new signings are Jessamyn Duke and Marina Schaefer, the reporting at the Performance Center today.
Is that clickbaity for me to put that in the title? Huge new WWE signees.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty massive deal, potentially.
Pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's clickbaity at all. All right.
Who would be a huge signing these days?
Kenny Omega.
Oh, that would be huge.
Young Bucks.
Yeah, oh, that'd be massive. Who not in New Japan would be a huge signing? Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big signing?
Yeah.
Pretty big signing.
Yeah.
I think that's it, man.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. I feel you staring at me. It's like too much pressure to come up with a good question. Let's see if there's one goofy one here.
Trey Saunders, do you think Impact would be better now if Billy Corgan just owned it and rebranded the whole thing NWA and be changed the show to NWA Impact?
That would have been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have
bought NWA and retained control of Impact.
Yeah, that would have been
merged the two of them.
That would have been really interesting.
And then he would have a TV deal.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anyways, that's it for show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's see if I get some music here. I forgot that I put my music on the desktop here.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's music.
There you go.
Who needs Hilton now when you have music on the desktop?
Everybody needs Hilton, man. That's it for show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for the super chats. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.